I'm here still with John Browning, and we've just looked through an array of lots of fascinating photographs and documents that he's brought in over his time at Fieldings, and he's just going to talk to us about a few of the documents that we've seen. The first concerns some of the a photograph where there's a few divers there, and you were talking about an interest in diving that occurred at Fielding and Platt.
Yeah, it started off with Harold Shenton, who was the personnel manager's assistant there, and he was keen on swimming, although he only had one arm. And he decided that we ought to set up a sub-aqua club, which was started in Cheltenham at the Lido there in 1959. Then it came to Gloucester early 60s, and we got trained on diving. Third class, obviously, to start with, if you had to get your certificate for that, and then second class and first class. And our main instructor was a tutor from Wycliffe College at Stroud, who was an ex-Navy Marine, a submarine commander. And a couple of the others also had a bit of knowledge on that, so we got trained. And then the police, who had no diving team at the time, asked Fieldings if they would release a couple of us, if available, to go on research or recovery for them. And Fieldings agreed to that. So I went on a couple of occasions and did recovery and reclamation, whatever had gone into the gravel pits at South Cerny. That's how it started.
And so it was you and Harold Shenton, and how many others would have been interested in the sub-aqua club from Fieldings?
I think there was only one other one. That was Peter Vizek, who was his father owned an engineering business in Falmouth, marine engineers, and he'd been sent up to Fieldings for apprentice training, and he was with me quite a while, and he was dead keen on sub-aqua work, so we were in it together.
I bet you had some fun, you, Peter, and Harold as well. Do you remember some of the fun times of you guys diving together?
Well, I know we were in the opening of the Gloucester Baths, the new GLI building, when it came in, and we put on a bit of a show there. And but other than that, it was mostly we were out probably diving in gravel pits or lakes or ponds. One of them was at Woodchester, where there's the lakes at Woodchester been used during the war by the Americans. And it was reputed that several American vehicles had was in the one lake, but we didn't find anything. And then after that, I was asked if I'd help train the police diving team, which I did.
That's fantastic. No one's ever told me about the sub-aqua club at Fielding, so it's great to speak to you about that. We were also talking about how you specialised in the pumps and valves side of things, and you said that on occasion you gave lectures to apprentices in the apprentice school.
Yeah, that's right. When I was available, they asked me if I'd do a lecture on the intake of apprentices on valves and pumps. And obviously, there's valves of different shapes and sizes, so I started from an ordinary poppet valve to start with, just to show them and see how things would go. And yes, it went on from there for, I think it was about an hour or so a day, once a week, if I was available.
And you do this pretty much once a year, would you say?
Oh, no, it's a couple of times a year, yeah, two or three times a year.
And how did your students turn out? Did they churn out some good apprentices who were skilled at pumps and valves at Fieldings?
Oh, yes, there was a few. Few of them left after they'd done their time, or perhaps weren't suitable or didn't like the job. And, the others went on. They did well.
Fantastic. And finally, we were mentioning when you were in the subcontracting side of Fieldings, the man in the acceptance department who you worked under was a gentleman called Jack Hobbs. Can you just tell us about Jack Hobbs and what you remember of him?
Yeah, Jack was quite a large person, very jovial. He worked in the acceptance department, and it was obviously his job to see that every contract was accepted okay. And on occasions, we got called out to go and see to a job that probably wasn't quite right, or something had gone wrong, or they wanted some work done to it. So he was quite a... Yeah, I went in with him on a few occasions, and I always remember him driving his car, I think on one occasion, to Cardiff. And he got blown with horn several times because he used to pull up so sharp. In those days, I don't think there were stoplights on the car.
And would that have been in his car or the fielding's van?
No, it was in his own car, yeah. Obviously, he was getting allowance for that, which we did later on. And, yeah, he was a bit erratic with his driving, but other than that, yeah, he was a nice chap to work for.
That's great. Do you have any other fun memories of him?
No, I can't recall anything at the moment.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, John.